Michelle, Tim and Marty's podcast featuring a cavalcade of stars.
Warning, may or may not contain an actual cavalcade due to us not knowing what the hell a cavalcade is.
Ed Cavalli and Tony Martin star in a brand new show, The Joy of Sets, and we caught up with Tony Martin a little while ago.
I'm looking so forward to this show because I love television and I love you guys.
Well, it's got both of those things
yes.
in it.
So, Tone, for people who aren't grasping the concept, it's you and Ed on a set rolling through clips from history.
Every episode we take a different element you need to have a hit show. So obviously cooking is one episode, but the first one is opening titles. So we've just gone through all our favourite opening title sequences.
I Dream of Jeannie, get a run.
That didn't get in there, no. But
the Sons and Daughters?
Yes, actually, because we've got Peter Phelps on.
Great.
Because we wanted the person who'd done more opening title shots than anyone. And I don't know if you remember, as soon as his face appears in that, the word Sons and Daughters just came over the top of it.
Yeah.
So you never got to really see him in that.
What about Dallas?
Didn't get to do Dallas. We got to recreate a lot of our favourites, like the Sullivans and MasterChef.
Oh, Sullivans was brilliant.
And I get to play Joyce Jacobs in the opening titles of Country Practice, where every week she would poke her head out of some bushes and wave a trowel.
Yeah, that's right.
But it wasn't the same shot every time. Like, they would refilm it three or four times a year. Like, obviously, at some point it was, okay, Joyce, we've got to go out some bushes again. Just maybe secateurs this time.
I love that. Just to keep it fresh, we'll get Joyce back out in the garden.
Surely near Baywatch or something. Any beach running?
Yeah, we've got, I tell you what, we've got great footage of the Baywatch Down Under when they came to Australia.
Oh, yeah.
And we get to see their idea of what Australia is.
Now, wasn't Peter Phelps in that as well?
He was in the first series of Baywatch,
Wow.
No, but he wasn't in Baywatch Down Under.
Right.
No, he was in actual Baywatch.
Baywatch
the Sullivan's opening credits tone was like a show in itself, wasn't it? Because it pretty much within a sort of 40-second window gave you the whole family history.
Well, they were, having their photo taken outside
That's
their
right.
house. And because we'd done one scene that day where Warwick Capper was in something wearing a gold hot pants, when we got to the Sullivan's house, we just went, keep him in the hot pants.
Why not?
Doesn't make any sense, but there they
Doesn't
are.
Matter.
So it's very odd.
Well, it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see it. When's it on,
well,
Tim
it's
Blackwell?
It's on tomorrow night, and what a big night to be on Channel 9 tomorrow night, because you've got Two and a Half Men
and
with Ashton.
That's at 8:30.
And then you've got the roast
that's
as well
right.
after you, the Charlie
and,
Sheen roast.
And we're in a Charlie Sheen sandwich in the middle.
You're at 9.
That's
Yum.
Right. We are.
Beautiful work, Tone.
Thank you, guys.
Now that you're at 9, I'm hoping you're going to host the new Big Brother, because they've got Big Brother now.
Have they? Right?
Yes.
Or the Logies, Tone.
Oh, Tone!
Well, I reckon because it's secret.
Yeah.
It's secret. And I remember when I was a kid, there was a terrifying telly movie called Bad Ronald.
I know that film.
Remember that one?
Where he hid in the wall.
The kid is walled up in a secret room.
Oh, God, don't even start me on Bad Ronald.
It was terrifying. Don't you reckon it would be good if Galen from the old Big Brother was walled up in the house?
Why not?
Serverfm.com.au.
We are talking about the Dickie Wilkins book, Black Ties, Red Carpets and Green Worms.
Green Worms.
Green Worms.
Green Worms.
He's seen a few worms,
Dick. Hey, wow. You should be pulling that face that you are pulling right
just
now.
Said that.
It doesn't matter. Push forward.
Critical of Jason Derulo. Every
Green
day
worms.
This week, Richard Wilkins himself will be reading excerpts, his favourite bits from the book, Black Ties, Red Carpets and Green Rooms.
And now, here's another reading from the book of Dick Wilkins.
I was lucky to be there the night Russell won his Oscar. I turned to Nine's LA correspondent, Michael Usher. Come on, let's go to the Governor's Ball. How are we going to get in, Usher said. Rusty said he'd fix it, I replied confidently. Mate, he's not going to come, he just won an Oscar. At which point, there was Russell. Come on, mate, he said, I've got a pass for you. I told him that I had Usher with me. Oh, hold this, he said, passing me the Oscar, walked back inside and emerged a couple of minutes later with another pass. Hey, presto, we are in the inner sanctum at the famous Governor's Ball. I was just waiting for someone to tap me on the shoulder and say, Oi, dickhead, go back to Palmerston North where your job as a schoolteacher awaits you.
And that was another reading from the book of Dick Wilkins.
The accent wasn't so good at the end.
No, it's actually it's an intriguing read, and he's a very interesting man, Richard Wilkins.
Yeah. That's why we're doing it.
Well, this is great for those of us who are very busy, Marty, because we can impress our friends
just little bits
with our knowledge of the book.
In cyberspace, no one can hear you scream. But your neighbours will after I punch you in the ear with this podcast.
Hi.
Michelle, Tim and Marty on Nova.
Your new clothes that you bought today are lovely.
Thank God I bought them though, eh? I had to borrow some money off Tim because I left my wallet at home. But I wanted to go on a shopping spree.
Sure.
Because, as you well know, as soon as I drop weight, I buy ridiculously small clothes that I will never fit in again once I put my weight back on.
Denim cutoffs, for
denim
instance,
cut-offs,
with the little pockets,
the pockets hanging down. I mean, I thought
them.
I'd be in those for years. Yeah. It's like, hi.
I think the last ones you bought had Juicy Couture written on the name.
I know, Juicy Couture. I was like, God,
g'day, hot stuff.
What about my hot pants?
Which ones?
You know what I actually can't believe he owns, and this is true.
Oh.
Skins.
Oh, really?
No, he owns Skins.
So you use them for your treadmill sessions?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, the jock itch if I don't.
Wow.
I can't walk. Honestly, you can't get enough barrier creams down there. I mean, you couldn't get enough cream on a man to keep those legs moving.
You got new gear today because...
And so then, anyway, I've dropped a beer out of the fridge and it didn't break on the tile floor. I was like, God, this is my day.
What a sexy story this is.
This is my day. I bent down to pick up my spinning beer.
Yeah.
And my pants just went...
Jeans or pants?
Jeans. Just on that thick seam that goes between your legs.
Well, because these are all pants that you bought how many years ago?
A fair while.
When you were this thin last.
That's right.
And so you've been very, very proud of getting them
back into them.
But they've been rotting in boxes for about 8 years.
They've rotted away. They're threadbare.
They are.
And I thought, I'm in a tight spot here because I've got to go to work. I couldn't get changed because I didn't have any gear with me where I was.
Oh, no.
So I then tried sitting in front of a mirror as if I was in a meeting situation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with us in our office.
Yeah, to see what that would be like. Oh, what will it be like in the meeting when I sit on a chair? Whoa! Hello, boys. What are you boys been up to?
What you've done there, though.
Straight yourselves out.
You've organised yourself a little trapdoor in your own jeans.
A Kerikaban.
We read in one of those
Kerabakan trapdoor.
We read in one of those Chappelle Corby books that it's very, very common practice in Kerabakan to cut a trapdoor in your jeans.
For visiting day.
Easy access.
For visiting day is all we need to say. So I had my own trapdoor that I'd made myself. And then as I was trialling what the meeting might be like
with my trapdoor,
the trapdoor got bigger.
Oh, no!
Yeah, because I tried to cross my legs and boom!
Your clothes attacked.
Honestly, it was like going to cricket training. It's like a net session gone wrong.
It's like the Davis Cup in your room.
I felt like Hewitt.
Oh,
a ball machine.
No.
What is that?
Your clothes attacked.
My clothes attacked.
That's what we're asking.
When have your clothes attacked? Maybe your bra let you down.
They've split.
Oh, please tell us about that.
Fallen off. They've gone askew. They've gone asunder. You've lost them.
You've lost them.
Yeah, people lose their clothes
oftentimes. All the time.
Throw them back.
God. Yeah. You know, when did your clothes attack? What happened? Tell us the story.
NovaFM.com.au. Heard your jeans attacked today, Marty.
What?
In a huge way.
Attacked and let me down.
Gosh, he accidentally got himself a Kerabakan trapdoor. Wendy.
Hi.
Hi. What attacked you, Wend?
My bra.
I was teaching
my dance class. I was a dance instructor for a female empowerment class.
Yeah.
Doing big arm warm down stretches at the end. Big wide arm.
Yep.
Bra just split straight down the middle. Thank God my shirt held me together. That was the quickest warm down I think I've ever done.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a quick warm down.
Yeah, you don't want a competitive warm down when competition's in your own shirt.
That's so true.
In the middle, though.
Once it goes in
the middle. There's nowhere to hide there.
You're buggered.
You can't even staple that.
No, you can't pin it. You're just
a lady without a bra on in front of a dance class.
You're carrying your own boobs to the car.
Now, Kirstie, when did your clothes...
It's not great. It's
attack!
Well, you know, when good clothes go bad.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to dob my sister in here, so if she's listening, I do love her. Now, imagine this, you know, a little summer dress at Dreamworld on the roller coaster. Everyone smiles and gets their picture at the end. The strap decides to give way, and not only is she smiling, but so is her boobs.
Oh, God, it's more...
Attack!
It's partly when boobs attack as well, isn't it?
It's a little bit when boobs attack.
Which I don't mind.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. We should make that a benchmark.
When boobs attack.
Yep.
As long as that's okay with you guys.
We all agree with that?
Yeah, I don't mind when boobs attack.
I love when
boobs
attack.
Because they do.
Let's make it a gallery online.
They do.
Oh, God, what a great idea. Send the photos of your boobs attacking you.
Michelle, Tim and
Marty. You can't, which is why we're doing this, the book club. If you are driving right now, you spend most of your life in traffic. You just want to get home and watch TV. You don't want to read because that's what weirdos do.
It is a real, it's a fun read, yes. I'm telling you. I'm being deadly serious.
So this is like our book on tape. And here we go.
And now, here's another reading from the book of Dick Wilkins.
We were live on air the morning Jacko died, and we covered the story as it unfolded. History will recall, it was also the day I announced Jeff Goldblum's passing. If I ever needed a lesson in don't believe everything you read, it was then. I still cop a fair bit of shit for the Jeff Goldblum stuff up, however, when I'm in LA, I pop into Cafe Woz, a pretty groovy joint in Hollywood sometimes. Jeff often plays the piano and sings there on a Monday night. The good news? He appears to be doing fine.
And that was another reading from the book of Dick Wilkins.
Oh, good on you,
but
Dick.
But see, if you didn't read this book, you'd never know that Jeff Goldblum pops in and does a bit of his own piano gear on a Monday night.
No, you wouldn't know that.
But
I mean,
why is my life any richer?
But it is so much richer because you think Jeff Goldblum, you just think The Fly, don't you?
I don't know what I think when I think Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I don't think anything
that's
really.
That's what I mean. So it adds
a bit generic.
But
yeah, he's very generic. This is depth.
I think it is good news to know that. It's a bit travel-oggy. It's a bit, if I'm ever in town on a Monday night, I could go to that
place. Swirl into the piano bar.
Yeah.
What was the dinosaur film he was in?
Jurassic Park.
Correct.
At the moment, we are talking a video that you found, which you can find on our website now. We put it up there, novafm.com.au.
And also on our Facebook, it's two elderly people, a man and a lady. They are partners, and they are on a computer that someone has given them. And
it's a Lenovo.
Oh, it's probably a Lenovo, I'd say. And they've had some level of instruction from somebody. And what it is they're filming themselves on webcam and they don't know they are.
Okay.
So they're working feverishly to understand the computer and to do something on the computer.
And meanwhile, it's recording.
Meanwhile, it's recording their efforts entirely. So this is, in the beginning, the old man, because they can see themselves. They know that, so he's excited because he's seeing himself, he's in and out, and he's making his face go like a monkey. You know where you put your tongue up under your top lip?
Oh, he's doing good gear. Mm. Oh, he's clearly the comedy part of the duo.
No, look at the monkey.
Did it capture? Why did it put it on capture.
That's a pretty good monkey.
I put it on capture.
It is a pretty good monkey.
That's a pretty good monkey.
She's sitting there with a boiled lolly. Yeah. She's just sort of in the background for a while. And then as women do, she at some stage she has to go to him, listen, shove over. And she gets up real close and starts peering into it with her boiled lolly. And then he's looking at her on the screen and suddenly, you know, nature takes its course.
See how pretty your hair is?
I don't know where you are, honey.
Just drop your dress a little bit. You see your boobs?
Come on, stop it.
He says, drop your dress.
A little bit. And we'll see your boobies.
See how pretty your hair is?
I don't know where you are, honey.
Just drop your dress a little bit. You see your boobs?
Come on, stop it.
Stop.
I mean, these guys have got to be early 80s.
Beautiful.
Late 70s, early 80s. Yeah. I hope I'm still that guy at that age.
Cool. You'll be doing monkey.
Not so much monkey, but I want to be doing
the... Oh, sorry, you're not talking monkey?
I'll still do monkey, don't get me wrong. But I want to be doing drop your dress a little bit, we'll see your boobie.
Yeah, but you'll be doing that at, like, you'll be shuffling around shopping centres.
I'll be
asking random ladies
in the wrong places.
Marty is going to be that old guy.
This is a web cafe. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Trying to check my Hotmail.
I'm talking
even
to my cousin
you.
In Japan.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we want to know about old people and their technology... incidents.
Yeah.
You're even mentioning, because I wouldn't want to say my mum's an old person.
Sure.
But she texts like on a mobile phone. She would text like she's speaking on a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Like, dinner tonight? Come over?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
So what?
Or she texts her so English is not her first language.
Well,
come
right.
over?
Come over?
Come over?
Wow. Yeah. She's Yoda. Come over, you will?
Over.
Wow, my mum was taught to text by my little brother Pete, so she texts like he texts. So if I sent to her, coming over for dinner, she would send back, sweet.
Sweet.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
It's minimal.
She texts like a young man.
Let's just share our experiences of old people and technology. It doesn't have to be them mucking up technology.
No,
it
could
be their involvement in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Michelle, Tim and Marty on Nova.
That's what we're talking about now, old people and their involvement in technology after the video that you showed us.
Yes.
Of the old couple trying to record themselves on a computer.
I mean, even when I went to school, we had a computer room when I left Year 12 and Windows hadn't been invented yet.
No, we had a computer room but no one went in there.
Oh, right. Sorry, I actually thought you meant that you were in the classroom without Windows.
Oh,
are you
so
serious?
Sweet.
Oh, my God.
No, actual Windows had been invented.
Like Windows 95.
Windows have been around for ages.
But Windows...
You must have seen Windows as a young kid.
What kind of jail school did you go to?
Oh, God. All right, Joe.
Risden. You were at Risden Primary, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Joe.
What's
your old person up to?
Well, my grandma, we hired some DVDs one night, and after we watched them, she refused that I could return them without rewinding them, but I tried to explain to her that you cannot rewind a DVD.
It's very disrespectful not to rewind your DVD before you
take it
back.
There's a bit of that happening on Facebook, Joe.
Be kind, rewind.
Well, I remember my dad, when we first gave him a CD for his taxi, and he flipped it.
To turn it over.
Yeah, to listen to the songs on the other side.
Are we forgetting, though, that we've got our own old person with technology in this room?
All right, okay.
Because you remember when Marty got his iPhone?
Yeah, I do.
And he brought up YouTube?
Oh, God. What will I type in?
He goes, what do I type in here? Coldplay?
I didn't know what to put in, but I wanted to be sure I got something.
Yeah.
And I knew, what about this?
What do I type in here?
Coldplay. Splendor. What about Rita on Facebook? My mum thinks that putting a mobile phone face down hangs up the phone like the way old traditional phones used to be.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Clunk.
Wow. Oh, no, you're still there.
Luke, this is your dad, isn't it?
Yeah, Tammy. He's just recently created the old Facebook account, and I've told him that WTF means welcome to Facebook, so he's been using it quite freely.
Well done, Luke.
So cute. Welcome to Facebook.
Welcome
Remember that great Modern Family moment? WTF, why the face?
Why the face?
Charlie, old people in technology, what do you got? This is your mum, yeah?
Yeah, I walked out and I found it on my laptop on Microsoft Word, typing in internet and pressing enter and asking me why I wouldn't go to Facebook.
God, that's even too hard.
Hang on, let's do that again.
She's on
Microsoft Word. She's typing the word
Microsoft
internet
Word.
And then hitting enter and she's wondering why she's not on Facebook.
She's actually just created a document that says internet.
Yeah, exactly.
But on the plus side, she would have got that little paperclip talking to her.
didn't that paperclip?
Well, the internet's fun.
I think the paperclip even gave up when, this chick doesn't know what she's doing. I got nothing for her.
This is not the internet.
Michelle, Tim and Marty. In a recent survey that I just made up, they were voted the bestest podcast in the whole world.
It's time for our little game, because we're celebrating the fact that Two and a Half Men's on tonight. And, of course, the Charlie Sheen roast, don't forget, after the Joy of Sets.
Yep.
With a game called If you'd like to call and play 13-24-10, this is how it works. Michelle's got a couple of quotes. You just have to tell us, is it Charlie Sheen
or Gaddafi?
Or Gaddafi.
I mean, you'll find it really difficult to tell. They're cut from the same cloth, these guys.
They certainly are. They're both mental.
Charlie Sheen and Muammar Gaddafi.
Yeah, so very easy to play. 13-24-10 is the number. We do have some Two and a Half Men box sets.
Do we?
Brilliant.
I'm not sure what our Gaddafi-themed prize is, but I'm sure we'll work something out.
What were we giving away last time we played this?
Turkey. Oh, it was like...
Was it pita bread?
Yeah, it was something like that. Hummus and pita bread or something.
Sorry,
like
what do you say?
Hummus?
Hummus?
How do you say it?
I think it's sunny.
Hummus?
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 Yeah, I did. I just sort of went, hummus. Because I knew whoever else said it, he'd go, how do you say it?
So it's Tim's fault that you can't say hummus.
I did know he would say that, and he did say that.
Yeah, it's hummus anyway.
Is it hummus?
Hummus.
It's hummus.
Isn't it spelled with a U?
I don't know.
No, it's spelled with
isn't it hummus?
H.
No, it's spelled
yeah, but
with
H and then what?
O-U-M-U-S.
Daniel.
Hummus. I made some of that spelling up.
Daniel.
Yeah, mate.
You ready to play Charlie or Gaddafi?
go for it.
Let's go.
Okay, girl.
Charlie.
Was it Charlie Sheen or Muammar Gaddafi who said the following? I have no authority stemming from laws or decisions or anything else.
Daniel.
Gaddafi.
Yes, well done,
okay.
Dan.
You're off and running, Dan. You're one for one.
Who said...
Righto.
Can't is the cancer of happening.
Ooh. Dan, you get this right. You got yourself a box set, my friend.
Was it Gaddafi or Charlie?
Ooh, Charlie.
Oh, God.
Yeah! Oh, well done, Dan.
You're so great at this game.
You are the best at the game. You got a two-and-a-half man box set, and you've also got some pita bread with some...
Hummus. Hummus?
Why can't you say hummus? But you started so hard, it's like hummus.
That was like, geez.
Hummus.
Hummus. Maybe that's how you say it. Hummus.
I've been trying to say dwarf properly for days because you picked me up on that the
Thailand.
Other day.
Yeah, say Thailand.
I say Thailand.
Oh,
or Madman.
Well, Madman is a show, but a person who's crazy is a madman. Muammar Gaddafi is a madman.
That's true. No, that is... That's
true, right?
He's a madman that likes hummus.
Now, say it one more time. Say hummus.
Hummus. Hummus.
No, we'll say it how you say it.
I don't remember how I say it now.
You go hummus.
Hummus.
Hummus. It's like you're clearing your throat a little bit.
Hummus.
Hummus.
Diella?
Yes.
You are...
Lebanese.
Lebanese.
Yes.
Congratulations.
How do you say it, Diella?
It's hummus.
Sorry,
hummus.
It's not a hummus, it's hummus. You're just going to emphasise the H.
See?
Hummus.
But you're saying hummus. Hummus.
That's it.
So you're saying
it's not homos.
No one's ordered a bucket of homos.
But you can dip your Lebanese bread into some homo.
I've met many.
It's my favourite thing.
One of my favourite things on Saturday nights: get a bucket of homos and dip bread into it.
In cyberspace, no one can hear you scream, but your neighbours will after I punch you in the ear with this podcast.
Hi,
Michelle, Tim, and Marty on Nova.
And now, here's another reading from the book of Dick Wilkins.
Yes, we love this. It is the book Black Ties, Red Carpets and Green Rooms, and now it's from an old buddy of his, Julio Iglesias.
I first interviewed Julio Iglesias back in the MTV days and queried as to why he came out by private plane. Grabbing me by the arm, Julio barged through all the waiting VIPs and dragged me into his dressing room. Then, with a flourish, he handed me a magnum of Mouton Rothschild. This, he said, is why I fly my plane to Australia. Then he added conspiratorially, drink this and you like crazy all night. We make some photos, then we go have a drink, okay? We left his dressing room and went to the meet and greet session where he was photographed with record company people and special guests who I'm sure were wondering how yours truly came to be his new best friend. Richard, I'll take that bottle, as PA said. It's worth about $5,000.
And that was another reading from the book of Dick Wilkins.
I just love his accents. We make some photos.
Who knew?
NovaFM.com.au. Anyway, we've got to move on because there's a great photo on our Nova Facebook at the moment.
Well, I found this lady in my travels around the internet. I was looking, Vicky, I was looking on the website of People magazine in America. Do you know about this?
In People magazine?
Yeah.
No.
Well, guess what? Your photo was on their website, this American magazine's website.
Really?
Yeah. You and Johnny, your pet crocodile.
I'll have a look.
I will track it. I'll send you the original site that I found, and then we got our girls here to find you. And it was this sort of gallery of people with weird pets, they called it. I mean, that's their word, not mine, Vicky. But you featured prominently with Johnny, your pet crocodile.
Yep.
How old is Johnny?
Johnny's 15 now.
Is he really? Geez.
Is it she,
good.
I think? Is it a she?
Yeah.
Johnny's
I thought
girl,
she
mate.
Was a male until I had a sex when she was 7 years old.
Okay, Vicky.
I couldn't change her name at seven because she knew her name.
Oh, you're so right.
Do you think she does, though, Vicky?
Beg yours?
Does she really know her name?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very intelligent animals.
Are they?
Oh, yes.
When I went to the crocodile farm as a kid, up north somewhere, I don't know, we were on holidays and they took us off for a day to the crocodile farm. And the guy there reckoned that you can never have a crocodile as a pet because they have no memory. So even if you go, this bloke went down and fed his pet crocodile every day of his life down the bottom of his yard in the creek and one day he turned around and took his arm off. That's what he reckoned.
Because that's what they do, mate. That's their act.
Nah, look, I think they've got an extraordinary memory, to be honest.
Wow.
I mean, my pet crocodile still remembers my ex-husband.
Oh, no.
And she'll growl at him if he ever visits. Yeah, she's got... If anyone visits here, she knows
he was one
away.
Of the great turds, though, Vicky, in fairness to Johnny.
Speaks very highly
what,
of you, mate.
What How do you feed it? Johnny, though? Like, what, is, what does Johnny the croc eat?
She eats fish. She eats... She loves chicken wings, bits of red meat. I vary her diet as much as I can.
Yeah, you have
the
to.
The thing I find unsettling,
mate's
Vicky...
Box.
Will he have a mate's box?
Or a cricketer's box in the summer?
Oh, God, who doesn't want a two-piece pack? Vicky, the thing I find unsettling is, though, I've seen photos of you on the bed with Johnny, on the chair with Johnny, your face is on the back of Johnny's head. Has she ever had a shot at you? Has she ever given it a bit of get off me head, Mum?
No. Look, the only time she's ever had a nip at me was when, like, if I stood on her. In the dark.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough.
I'd have a nip at you if you stood on me.
And she's gone, get off me, Vicky.
That's right. I mean, if someone tapped you on the shoulder and you were unaware, you'd sort of swing around and look at them.
Yeah, I'd probably make sure I had an area for Johnny at night.
Yeah.
Like, not just to leave her anywhere.
She's adapted in the house. She's pretty good.
Does she just cruise around the house of a night like Marty's Labrador? Just wherever she sort of feels like?
Yeah.
Well,
if you go, Johnny, get off the couch, you clown, does she jump off the couch or what?
No. Look, I remember when I was coming home from work, this was up in New South Wales, and I used to sit on the couch and have a cuppa and turn the TV on. And anyway, this night I did this, and then I got up and went and had my shower, and I went back to have another cuppa. And there's Johnny on the couch in my position. And it was like, became a game to her to do this, you know?
Yeah.
They're a
laugh a minute. Oh, God, they're a barrel of laughs.
No, true, they are.
Personality.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Is she a salt water or a fresh water?
No, she's a fresh water. She's a mature fresh water.
And so she's not going to get any bigger.
They're slightly more placid anyway, aren't they?
No, actually, you're wrong.
Marty, you idiot.
Very more aggressive.
Are they, Vicky?
Yeah, they're way more aggressive than salties because they have to... Well, they're more defensive is a better word.
Okay.
So you have to watch them. I've got a young freshie here who's only about 4 years old and he's very defensive.
He's
nippy. You've got to watch where you walk.
Yeah,
he's sort
careful.
He grabs a hold of his trousers and, you know...
I've got to ask one more question, Vicky. I know we've got to wrap up, but you said before that Johnny growls at your ex. How do crocodiles growl?
They're yours?
How do they growl? How does she growl at your ex-husband?
Oh, they make this raw sound. It's very scary because it just comes out of the blue.
Yeah. Well, it's also a crocodile in your house.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really coming out of the blue, Vicky. It's coming out of the crocodile that's on the couch.
So brilliant, Vicky. I love you and I love Johnny and
it's
love the other one.
It? Oh.
You got excited because your old mate Buzz Aldrin's back in the news.
Second man on the moon,
Second
Buzz.
Second man on the moon.
Believe it or not, Buzz is 81.
I believe it.
I believe it too. It's hardly a Ripley's believe it or not scenario, is it?
The moon thing was a while ago.
Yeah, it's not like he's the biggest crocodile in the world. He's Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
Anyway, who knew? Buzz is on his third wife.
Yeah.
He's now left her. She has the craziest name. Mm. His third wife's name was Lois Driggs Cannon. Driggs, D-R-I-G-G-S.
That makes me think there was a Mr. Driggs and a Mr. Cannon before there was a Mr. Aldrin.
Oh, you're like, thinking it's a double-barreled Driggs Cannon arrangement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Driggs Cannon make peanuts as well, don't they?
Do they?
I don't know. I've heard of it before.
But you just... Tossed in the peanut thing?
Tossed in peanuts because I've just eaten peanuts recently.
Okay, so you put Driggs and peanuts
top of mind.
Together. Top of mind. You've come up with a top of mind surname. 23 years he was married to his third wife, Driggs Peanuts.
That's pretty good for a third wife.
That's not bad, is
23
it?
23 years.
Because first wife, well, if he's 80 and he's done 23 with his third...
You know what's happened. First wife's pre-moon.
Pre-moon.
He's come back from the moon all egotistical. I've been up there.
He's got a flash new post-moon wife.
Like, yeah. Shut up,
he's
Buzz.
Come back in late 1969 and gone, see ya.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been to the moon, bitch.
Yes.
And you're not carrying me clubs anymore.
Then he gets a new lady, then that doesn't work out. Then he gets the Driggs... Peanut lady.
The Driggs peanut lady. Anyway.
And that's now not working.
That's not working because apparently he's now onto his fourth bird.
This is
crazy. Oh, wow. And Driggs Peanuts, Lois Driggs Cannon, has described her. She says, we've had a great life and I don't blame Buzz. Oh, this is classic. I blame the girl. She's a predator.
Ooh.
So
well, she's a young flibbertigibbet, isn't she?
Well,
she's
51.
Yeah.
So
oh, she's a getabout.
Oh, isn't she? She's throwing it around.
Yeah, I know.
You should see her at NASA Christmas parties.
Denim cutoffs.
Oh God.
Little pockets showing underneath.
And I look, if I spot a 50-year-old in denim cutoffs, the first thing I think is, let's have a game of pool, you crazy old bird.
Oh, yeah,
why haven't we racked them up?
Anyway, we want to hear from people who have had predators in their relationship.
It doesn't have to be man.
Someone tried to predate upon my husband once.
Is this right?
Yes, a long time ago, and I put a bloody stop to it.
Was she heir to a peanut fortune?
No, was not
she,
even.
In what way was she predating?
She, because he is an artist, she employed him to paint her mother's portrait.
Mm.
Next thing I know, he's standing me up. Because he's having dinner with her and her parents.
That's
and all this
weird.
Then she's leaving messages on our answering machine like she's his girlfriend.
Mm.
Can you ring me, please, Adrian?
And how early in the relationship was this all going on?
Oh, not long, about a year and a half in.
That was your chance to say Tuesday.
Nah, sorry, yes. I'm not telling jokes. This is serious business, Marty.
I just realised how serious it is.
Yeah, I know. Back off, Marty.
I mean, you could have gone Wednesday at what?
Michelle, Tim and Marty on Nova.
You saw an ad, wasn't
Mate,
it, Marty?
Mate, I was just watching telly the other night and this ad came on. I don't even really know what it's for, which is embarrassing because I've been here for about 8 hours. You'd think I could have found it out.
You don't have the internet on your computer, though, famously.
No.
You've just got Windows.
I've just got Windows and keep sending myself files. Do you know what it's for? Do you know what the ad's for?
Nope.
Okay.
I have seen the ad.
I've seen the ad too.
Is it for beer?
Is it a communication style ad?
Well, let's play it.
It feels to me like it's beer, but I don't know.
If while we're playing it, you know what it is, call us and tell us on 13 24 10, but this is it.
The Darwin Ice Hockey Club is the pride of the territory.
They're too good. They're from Darwin.
Well, they're a legend here in the Northern Territory. Get up!
Why are they famous? Because they're the world ice hockey champions.
We're the best. We're undefeatable.
We played Czechoslovakia and Belgium.
Russia and Sweden and America.
A lot of the Nordic nations. So we've gone for the best, actually, and we've beaten a lot of them.
The Darwin Ice Hockey Club.
Mm. The Darwin Ice Hockey Club. And you found out what it's about.
Vegemite.
Why? How?
Okay.
Oh,
how?
God only knows. I think maybe they're finally on to the fact that we're different because we're the only people in the world who like Vegemite.
And we didn't like that cheesy good. Mite stuff.
No, that was a disaster.
We did not. The 2.0
Cheesy 2.0. And then I started thinking crazy clubs, because that's a pretty crazy club, isn't it?
Well, you know, I heard a bit of trivia, actually, about the Darwin Ice Hockey Club. They are actually considered world champions, because what happens is, apparently, and correct me if I'm wrong on 13 24 10, but apparently they invite the world ice hockey nations and clubs from everywhere, like Canada and everything, to come and play them. And because no one does...
Well, they got no ice.
It's a win.
Yeah.
So they're considered the champions. I'm calling that trivia because that's a roundabout what I heard.
Mate, I'm loving it.
In Toowoomba, where I grew up, there's a part of town called Drayton, and there's a part of it called Drayton Harbour, even though there's no water near it.
Yeah.
And so they had a Drayton Harbour Yacht Club, but there's no water or yachts.
Yeah, and it's, that's... Mate, this is exactly
I
the
hope that's true, though, because my dad told me that.
Mate, of course it's true.
I hope it is.
Of course it's true if your dad told you. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Crazy clubs.
Okay.
Are you a member of one?
Great.
Do you know of one?
Mm.
I even find, you know, there's quaint clubs like croquet.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I'm talking crazy clubs.
Does swingers club count?
Yes. I love it. If you're a member of a swingers club...
Like, if it's a club.
It's a club.
You got to pay membership.
Is
there a treasurer?
It's got a treasurer.
Oh, yeah,
someone has to hold the money.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do the minutes.
Oh, God, what a job.
Heavens.
Memo from last night's meeting, guys.
6:15, got a bit messy.
Michelle, Tim and Marty. In a recent survey that I just made up, they were voted the bestest podcast in the whole world.
We've just discovered this Vegemite ad.
Yeah.
And it's for a Darwin Ice Hockey Club. And Marty was like, that is a crazy club.
That's a crazy club.
Fun old club, isn't it?
I don't even know if they've got ice.
The Drayton Harbour Yacht Club. Doesn't have water or yachts. No.
Is that right?
No, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Kerry, your dad belongs...
You?
Yeah, very good. Your dad belongs to a weird old club.
It's the Turtle Club, which is a brand of safety helmet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have to actually nearly die and be sort of saved by this helmet to actually become a member of the club.
Are they those sort of open-faced Harley-style helmets?
Similar.
Wow. And you have to sort of have it save your life. That reminds me of that club of people who survived helicopter crashes.
What's that club?
That is a club. It's the Helicopter Crash Survivor
the
Guys.
The Chopper Boys?
Is that it's the Chopper Boys?
The Chopper Boys, I think.
The Chopper Boys? What's the actual name of it? Blackhawks?
The Helicopter Survivor Guys Club.
You're making a lot of stuff up already, and we're only 15 minutes in.
Jason
Derulo and Lara Bingo were fine. Yeah.
That is a real club. If you are in a helicopter crash and you live, you get to be in it.
Blackhawks.
No.
13-24-10, if that's true. If you are a survivor of helicopters, Brendan...
Well, I'm not expecting a lot of calls, because usually when those babies go down...
Well, that's the point.
Not many blokes are walking away.
Right.
Two people in the club eating twisties.
That's the point.
God, we were lucky.
That's the point.
I can't remember your name, though.
Brendan, used to be in a club that you are going to be very interested in hearing about, Marty. Watch Marty shut up now. Brendan, what club were you in?
I was in a sex club one time.
Holy God.
Yeah, right. So what goes on, Brendo? You pay your sort of annual fees. I said annual fees.
Well, it was a place over at Woolloongabba, and you go there, and it was BYO, which is pretty good. You can bring your own drinks, which is pretty good. But
gosh, that is good.
I know.
Just take a six pack. Do you have to?
I used to.
Do you have to have a partner, Brenda?
God.
Yeah, I used to have Mrs. Long right here, and I was both into it. But I tell you what, it could have doubled for a Weight Watchers club, I reckon.
It was just.
Oh.
It was a bit of a plus size arrangement.
Yeah.
Is it true, Brendan, that they have a... Because I went along for research for one at one night at a swingers club.
For research?
Yeah.
What sort of research are you calling that?
They have different rooms upstairs, and if the door's ajar, you're allowed to come and watch but not join in. If the door's closed, you're not allowed to go in at all. If the door's
that's
wide
exactly
open,
true,
you can just
yeah
go crazy.
Oh, so it's...
That's true?
True.
That's true.
That's like...
But, I mean, downstairs in the bar, like, stuff would happen downstairs in the bar, like you'd be chatting to some girl behind the bar and some guy be...
I'm hearing you, bro. Stuff goes on at the bar.
Wow.
It's like cottaging, you know, that parking when people park and they park and if their passenger side window's down...
Yeah.
That means get on in here, you crazy cat. What's taking you so long?
Or it's like when you're shopping at the supermarket and you got bananas in where the babies sit.
What about Laura? She was in the same swingers club as Brendan.
You're kidding.
No lie.
Laura, it just makes it... Because he reckons everyone else was a bit feral looking. I mean, is he like all that? Or...
I don't actually know Brendan myself, so I couldn't say that.
You might know him as Mick.
Possibly, but going back a few years ago, quite a regular visitor there, yes. And you can bring your own drinks. It's fantastic, and they'll serve you your own drinks.
Malibu and pineapple, thank you, Barman.
Wow.
Yeah, but guys, you can BYO to a lot of Thai restaurants. Like,
that happens at Thai restaurants.
It's not the biggest deal in the world,
but the big difference is if you BYO at the Thai restaurant, you're then going to move into the alley for anything that may happen afterwards.
Not on all of them.
Matt, Tim, and Marty.